Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Thank you.
everybody to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle on this nice Friday evening. That song was Eric Benet, Sometimes I Cry. And it's good to know that women ain't always the people who cry, that men can be soft enough to cry and share their emotions.
Right.
I think that's very sexy. But anyway, before we get started,
I
want to...
So
go ahead, BJ. I hear you, baby girl. Hold your horse, I'll get to you. But I got to appreciate the people who listen in each and every week, all the people in the United States, France, Germany, Senegal, Australia, the UK, Canada, Nigeria, Cameroon, Africa, Singapore, Pakistan, Iraq, Peru, Russia, India, and the Netherlands. And everybody, thank you for just tuning in, because this show has been growing and growing and growing amazingly since I took over in 2013 and branched out. But tonight's guest, you heard a little bit in the background, is a lady named BJ. She likes to be called. This woman, she is so special, man. She does a lot of things. She belongs to the Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Columbus Alumni Chapter. She's also a member of the Jack and Jill of America, Incorporated, and First African Baptist Church, where she sings in the choir and ushers. And you know, this lady has been doing things for a lot of years, but she's going to surprise us, because today she's going to show us how she gives some praise. But I just want to welcome her. But first, I got to say hello to my handsome co-hosts. I'm going to start with my baby, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Happy Friday.
That's good. Glad to have you here this evening. And you, Mark?
Yeah. I'm doing fine on cloud nine here in San Diego, California, sunny San Diego.
Wow.
Hey, man, that baby, it's hot here in Alabama. I don't know about Ohio,
uh-oh,
but it's hot here, too.
Uh-oh.
Yes, but without further ado, we want to introduce to everyone our special guest, VJ, Vanessa, VJ Roberts, and some might know her, some don't, but for those who don't know her, you are going to be enlightened with the information she's going to share with you, and we just want to tell us a little bit about herself before we get into our questions. How you doing, darling?
I'm doing great, Terry, and thank you so much for having me on your wonderful show, and I thank your co-hosts and the audience themselves. This is just a wonderful forum, and I'm so glad that I ran into you again, Terry.
Amen.
I put it out there that we had met years ago at
mm-hmm.
an actors and artists forum at Delta Sigma Theta Sorority as part of the Arts and Letters Committee, and you were just so impressive then as you are now. So I don't know if all your readers have had a chance to feast their eyes on your book called Brown Bag Poetry, but
ooh, it's my first baby.
How many books have you written since then?
Well, I've written 10 books published under my name, and 2 I ghostwrote
mm-hmm.
for someone else. But my last book, the 10th one, is called Broken. That is my autobiography, and God had told me it's time to, like, pull the curtains back and just share the things that you went through. So, you know, I exposed some things I've done in my life, you know. I put myself out on Front Street, you know, because you can't hurt me no more. You know, I did the damage to myself, and that book, Broken, it just shows how somebody can come from a good family, being a preacher's kid, you know, got married to a guy
mm-hmm.
who got into the occult, you know, he was messing around, you know, went to California,
mm-hmm.
got to swinging and doing all kinds of crazy drugs, selling drugs, you know, almost lost my life a couple of times, you know, physical abuse, you know, it's just... You know, that's why the book is called Broken, because even though,
wow.
you know, where I need to be at now on level ground, I'm still broken, and God is still fixing
yeah.
those areas in me that are broken. And people who want to look at me and point their finger and say, ooh, Officer Lyle, she did this, I don't care, you know, because that's not who I used
mm-hmm.
to, who I am now, because if I was that same person that I used to be, I might knock you upside your head, you know, and don't think about
that's
it.
That's right. That's right.
I have moved on, you know, still waters
so
running deep.
I'm so glad that you said that, you know, because that I think that's a misconception that people have about even about Christians. You know, we always
mm-hmm.
say that when people come to church is, you know, people who are coming to the church are coming, you know, to the hospital because they need Jesus Christ, right? They're not coming because they have got it all together, but he does sanctify us and qualify us. So I have just gotten to the point, too, Terry, where I could just release some things. And and the first thing that I had to do was to forgive myself, you know, to for some past mistakes, and then and then really and truly forgive others, so that when I saw people, I wasn't thinking, well, I know how this person is going to act, and you know, and I know what they did, but you know, I got to the place where I said, you know, Lord, really just help me to really and truly forgive, and not just forgive on the surface, but get to a different level. And that's been great. And that's part of the reason why I want to be on your show, is because I have been writing for, you know, all of my life. I got a degree from the University of Georgia in acting and writing. I got a BFA, a Bachelor of Fine Arts. And I've got all of these plays, and I've got journals. I've got 46 journals. So, and yes, and the Lord has really told me that, you know, I need to share some of those things. And who was that? Was that was that Mark who said, "Wow"?
That was me. Yeah, because I'm a journal writer too. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, Mark. In the early days, some of those early journals, they have on it, please destroy. If something happens to me, don't read it, destroy it.
No,
wow.
No.
Wow.
Never.
Well, you know what? I'm going back. You know, Terry, that's why I'm here, because I want to talk to you about how I get published, because I'm going back, and those journals, the ones that I said, oh, please destroy, because it talks about everything that was going on in my life and all documented. I want to go ahead and put that out there so that
well, if you need my help after the show, just call me and we'll work it out. We'll get that stuff published, because, you know, not only would that benefit your family, because you'll be leaving a legacy. So it's good to tell your story, because, see, a lot of people look at the surface person. They look at me now all cleaned up and looking all prim and proper. But, you know, I always was a good girl, so I'm not going to make people think that I was a bum or nothing. Never that. But when I was going through my transitions in life, trying to learn how to be an adult, because as you're learning, you don't know stuff, and you're too embarrassed to ask somebody for some help, so you try to figure it out, and you make a lot of wrong choices trying to be accepted and doing a lot of wrong things. So, you know, I'm just so sick and tired of these people. You know, when you go to church, like when I go to church now, I go in the sanctuary, I say, unclean, because I'm still unclean, you know. I'm still trying to work on me. And people need to stop acting like, because they look like $1 million, they can point their finger at me. Baby, I can look like $1 million too, but you don't know my heart. You don't know my walk. You don't know where I've been. But thank God for Jesus that he kept me, because everybody who know me intimately, they know I shouldn't have been here. And this recently, a couple of years ago, Mark, I told you when I went on that cruise to Barbados, I almost committed suicide.
Wow.
Because I was in a low place.
Wow.
So, you know, people don't really know what you're going through. They just see the laughter, because sometimes I got to laugh and make it look like it's funny, so you don't know how deep the pain runs, because it runs deep. But, you know, it's a struggle every day trying to lift my head up. But thank God for Jesus. That's why if I can get to church, I'm going to be in church, because when I'm weak, I feel strong around the other saints. People ain't got to say, you ain't got to go to church, but I know what I need, and I know I got two choices,
absolutely,
heaven or hell. And I ain't trying to go to hell. It's already hot here in Alabama. I ain't trying to turn the heat up.
And in Georgia.
Yes, Lord.
Right. And Terry, when I go to church.
Go ahead.
That's right. That's right. And Terry, when I go to church, I mean, it's like such a weight is lifted for me. But I also, and I started about 8 years ago with St. James AME Church, but we have a prayer line Monday through Fridays at 6:30 in the morning. And, you know, and it used to used to have lots of people on it, but there's really only about three of us that are on the prayer line, and we pray for the city, we pray for the world, we pray for people who are going through transitions and those who are also dealing with all kinds of things. And
yes.
And we just get up and pray, start the morning in prayer, and believing that prayer really does change things. Prayer is not an afterthought. It's not something that you
do,
you know, when you can't do anything else. Prayer is
you can
the first
pray.
Thing
That's
that
prayer.
That we do.
And everybody
Amen.
Who's going through something just said, you know, this is a real thing. If you're going through something, you know, I don't care what people think that you are strong. A lot of times when you are strong to your family and to your friends, you don't want nobody to see the flaws or the wrinkles or the shortcomings. But you know something, when you tell yourself that some things need to change or it's too hard what you're going through, just be still. Just be still.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
absolutely.
And you don't even have to know how to pray. God knows your moaning. He knows if you're just like, oh Lord, He knows what that
right.
means. But if you got the ability to pray
yeah.
a little bit and speak out to God what you stand in need of, I'm advising you, everybody, don't never end a prayer without saying in Jesus' name, because Jesus is the mediator between God and man. Because if you don't do it, it's like hot smoke up in the atmosphere. It don't mean nothing. So I'm just telling you, if you ain't in church, I implore you, get to church, get stronger. But if not, just be still.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
And do it.
Amen.
I love that, Terry. And I wanted to say one thing else, too. Sometimes when people go to church, they say, oh, I don't get anything. That wasn't very good. But I always ask God that whenever I go to church, you know, I know that I'm there for a reason. And I
Amen.
Know I'm there for a purpose. So if it doesn't feel like, oh, this is, you know, this is what I need, then I need to listen even more, because there are no coincidences. Everything
no.
is a divine appointment. You can agree to that, Mark and Chris?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely,
I'm off a track a little bit. I'm going to let Mark ask this question and then Chris, because I apologize for going there. But, like, you know something, BJ, when the Spirit moves me, I go there. If the Spirit say be funny, I'm going to be funny. Whatever God tell me to do, I'm going to do it, because I don't know who it might affect. You know, because a lot of times
yes.
I can relate to people nobody else can relate to, because I get goofy. You know, I go there. But my heart is compassionate. And a lot of times people take advantage of that, you know, because they see that you go to church, they say, oh, this is a sucker, you know. Yeah, you know, I try to be strong. I try to be careful. But a lot of times people slip through, and you try to be
uh-huh.
there for them, you try to help them, and then they take advantage of you financially and try to, you know, scam you. But, you know, it's a good
one. Well, but
it's
you know what?
Goal.
I You know what I say? And this is something that my dad taught me, you know, years and years ago. But my dad said, you know, give to people whatever that you can to them, but you're really giving it to God. So no matter what you give to someone, they can't take anything away from you, because you are giving it to God and to His glory. And once my dad told me that, whatever I can stand to give someone, then I'm just going to give it to them. You know, when
Amen.
People come and they want to borrow something or whatever, if
no,
I can't afford to just kind of, if I can't afford to give it away or to lose it, then, you know, then I can't give it. But if I can, then I'm going to give it to them, and I'm not going to be looking to see, well, you know, when are they going to give this back to me or whatever. I'm going to give it to God and let God multiply it, because
Amen.
Really, truly, only
Amen.
What we do for Christ will last.
Exactly. You know, sometimes, you know, how you know, I'll be watching TV, and sometimes
uh-huh.
the different scenes that make you feel like you want to cry, and you feel emotional because you can feel what they're trying to present on the television,
mm-hmm.
that whatever scene it is. You know, and I'm
mm-hmm.
grateful every time that happens, because I'm not a person who cries. You know, and when I see a welling up in my emotions, they let me know that God is still in me. You know, and I say thank you, Lord. Every time I can see
mm-hmm.
something to make me have an emotion other than myself that will evoke tears or some kind of sympathy, I like that. But, you know, I'm going to run my mouth so much. I'm going to let Mark ask his question and then Chris, and then I'll get back to y'all. I apologize.
Thank you, Terry. I'm used to that. It's no problem.
I know, but I got a big mouth.
You know, you were talking about earlier, Terry, you were talking about men crying. You know, I cried this morning. You know why?
Why?
I cried. I had tears of joy when I found out that the leaders of North and South Korea came together and signed an accord that they're going to start denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula. Wasn't that fantastic?
Praise God.
I was scared. I had tears of joy this morning.
God is really on the move. And doing things that we are so unaware of. And I told a friend of mine today, I said, you know, you never know how one little thing will affect someone and affect them, you know, down the, you know, could affect
them.
Yeah, you
plant a seed and somebody else going to give it the increase.
Right.
And Mark, when you talk about that, when you just said that welled up tears in my eyes because I'm thinking about, wow, you know what, the plans in a plan that God has.
It wasn't too long ago that we were close to having a nuclear war. You know,
Yeah,
so he can change things in an instant. The question I have for you, VJ, is you know, I was thinking to myself, what am I going to talk to about credit cards for? I've never owned one.
Have you never owned a credit card?
Never. I've never had credit good enough.
Wow. Not too many.
Wow, I think that is amazing that you have never had a credit card and.
I've always paid cash or used my debit card. But what are some of these hidden traps you're talking about your work with TSYS?
Oh, well, I tell you what, some of the things to think about, and I'm so glad that you talked about the fact that you had never had a credit card. But I think that the ability to have, you know, just a credit card in case you have an emergency. So if you've got to go, for example, if you've got to go out of town, let's say you got to go all the way to L.A., and it's just not a good time for you in the month or whatever, then a credit card could be just used for emergency purposes like that. And if you really and truly need it, it's just as important as being able to, you know, just it's a way of giving yourself a loan if you need a loan right away. And I'm glad that you said, though, that you pay with cash, because I recommend that, you know, even if you have a credit card, that you go ahead and pay it off in a timely fashion so that you don't incur a lot of interest charges. And more importantly than anything, don't be late. So if you're late with paying something, then it may charge you another $25 to $35.
$39.
Or $29. But even if you get a late fee, though, I would encourage everyone to go ahead and call your credit card company and tell them, you know, why you were late, and ask them if they would waive that fee. And most of them will at least once a year or twice a year, but you got to ask for it. They don't volunteer it necessarily.
Right.
So that's a thing to do with that. But I am retired from TSYS. I retired after 18 and a half years so that I could go ahead and pursue, get back into acting and writing. And that's why I was so excited about Terry asking me to come on to the show, because I have a talk show that's community service-based. It's called RUBA, Raising Understanding Via Art, that's on iHeartRadio or 101.FM on Sundays at 7 a.m. and also at 9:30. Now, we pre-record it, But it's a half-hour show, and we talk about all kinds of issues like mindfulness. We recently talked about the King assassination, and we tie that into a spiritual base. And Terry, you know, when you were talking about how you love to praise the Lord, you know, we'll be
right
on the show, and we'll go into spontaneous praise. You know, we're just like, oh my goodness, and like shouting. And because it is a theater base, my partner is Ruby Stafford. We also have characters that come on the show as well.
I'm hearing some feedback. Uh-huh. Has anybody got their mics or speakers? Because I'm hearing a lot of feedback.
No.
Yeah,
nope.
It's like I hear some metallic sound, and I didn't want that bouncing sound, but I apologize. Go ahead, VJ. And then I'm going to get
all
to
right.
Chris so he can have access question.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Chris. Did I answer your question, Mark? Did you want to know more
about
Oh,
yeah, very well.
Credit card
yes,
processing?
Very well, thank you.
But I will tell you that one thing we always talk about is the fact that from a spiritual base, you should decide how much you want to give away, meaning like I believe in tithing the first 10%, how much you want to save, and how much you actually want to spend. And what we talk about in Ruba is, you know, especially if you have a lot of debt, to really look at the way that you spend, and you can get smart about your dollars so that you don't want to be tied to. In fact, I could probably ask you, Mark, how do you go about paying for everything with cash? What's your secret?
Well, I mean, I keep on a budget. I have to. I've got a limited income, you know. So I have to be really smart about how I spend.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
And that's
a great time.
That's great that you write everything down. You know how much you're spending.
Exactly. Every cent. I have a special online app that helps me to document everything. That's where I do my journaling, too.
And that's great, because when I go back and I look at my journals, I wrote down everything. Like when I pledged Delta Sigma Theta, I've got a book here that told me exactly what I paid for everything. Like you know, how much I paid for my probate outfit. But then when I started working, you know, and working in a corporation, I stopped doing that. So I didn't really know how much money I had in my purse. So I didn't know how much I was spending. So I really suggest to all of the listeners that they, number one, you know, have a budget. Know exactly how much money is coming in and how much you spend. Even if you make lots of money, it's still a great idea to do that kind of thing. And
that's right.
Recently I saw something that said that we should do a 1 minute financial evaluation every day. Meaning every day, now that we've got like online banking and so forth, just spend 1 minute looking at your account. That way you can look at your account and know if there have been, you know, erroneous charges on your account or something like that.
That's true.
Exactly.
Well, without further ado, Mark, we're running out of time. We got a half hour left on the clock. Can we let Chris get a question in? I don't want to see him just sitting there patiently waiting.
Yes.
All right,
go ahead, Chris. All right.
Yeah. I just been listening. You know, not trying to talk over anybody. But my question to you, BJ, is I'll start with. It says on your Facebook page that you've been married. How long have you been married?
I have been married for 19 and a half years. In October, I will have been married for 20 years. And I married my husband. We had gone to college together, and, you know, and we never dated or anything. but he is a producer. So when I lived in New York and also in Los Angeles, he would call me, and if I was available, then, you know, I'd talk to him. But it wasn't a date. It was really just, you know, me talking to him. I thought he was just a nice guy. And then in 1996, his dad passed. And when his dad passed, then I started talking to him differently. You know, he'd call, and we would talk for hours on the phone. He's got a great voice on the phone. And then in 1997, I was coming home for Mother's Day. And I always try to see my mom on Mother's Day. I just love my mom, and I think I told you guys that she's 93 years old. And he said, "Well, since you coming home, why don't I meet you in Atlanta and we'll go out, you know?" So I said, "Oh, sure." And I invited three other girlfriends because I thought, "Oh, it's just Oz, you know. He's just a friend." And then we go. I got a friend who is doing a show at the Center for Puppetry Art in Atlanta, and we're watching the show. And all of a sudden, he puts his arm around me, and I'm thinking, "Well, what does that mean? Why is he putting his arm around me?" And sure enough, when we at the intermission, my other girlfriend grabbed me, and she knew him too. Like, you know, we have mutual friends from college. So she said, "What does it mean? Why is he putting his arm around you?" I said, "Doesn't mean anything. He's just, you know, he's just a nice guy, and he's got his arm around me." Well, then we leave there. Right. So then we go and see another friend in Atlanta, and she's just bought a home. And I told you I invited like three of my girlfriends too, and it's just my husband Oz. Well, we're there in her home, and she just got a home, so we're doing prayers. We went around, and everybody's doing a prayer for the house, and it doesn't freak him out, you know. And then we go outside, and we're in the yard, and he says something about he can do backhand springs. And I said, "Oh, no, you can't." And he said, "Yes, he can." And he proceeded to do four backhand springs.
He was trying to impress you, girl. He didn't know.
And it worked.
Wow, impressive.
Like, I don't know if it was a mating ritual or what. But it was like, wow, I don't know this guy. This is not who I think he is. And and sure enough, from that, we really started dating, and then we got married in October of 98, because by that time we knew that it was the right thing. As I said, we have mutual friends, and so we really do have a respect for each other. And I like what my husband said to me when we started dating. He said, "Well, first of all, he asked me. He said, "Well, what are your goals? What are you, what would you like to achieve?" And I asked him, I said, "Do you really want to know?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Well, do you really want to know?" And he said, "Yes, I want to know." So back then, I really wrote down all of my goals. Like you were talking about, Mark, I was a journaler, and I carried a card with me that said, "I want to get married by X amount of time. I want to have a child by then. Da da da. And this is what I want to do." And I had written through the part that said, "Find my mate." I said, because I think I found my mate. And he says, "All right, then."
What a story.
On that note, we got to take a small break. And we'll be back in 2 and 2. Just stay with us. We'll be right back.
All right.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. Just been really good. Sorry I haven't been here. Oh, I haven't forgotten, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey, man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. For things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
No! No! Who is this? Why is he in my house?
Jesus.
Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, honey, my girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
I just wanna be a good man to you, girl. That's all I wanna be. Hey, that's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be, baby. So I just wanna be a good man to you, girl. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be, baby. So I just wanna pick your phone up. Gotta take this, let the world wait. Wanna wear it like a medal. Tell them that I'm a spoken for a fellow. The ladies say hello like I'm who they wanna be. I do everything with my left, I know you see. Trifling, listen baby, I ain't nowhere near perfect. But I promise to make it all worth it. Giving you the things to be the man you deserve it. Making sure you're smiling, way more than you're hurting. Taking my time to hear you when you're talking. Reminding you how bad you are often. Keep them legs shaking, making love and making sure you understand. That it's in my plan. I just wanna be a good man, to you, girl. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be. I just wanna be a good man, to you, girl. That's all I wanna be. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be. No gon' upset you. Never doing things that I ain't got no business doing. When you're around, when you're not around, I respect you. And I would never make a fool out your baby.
No, no,
no, I never make a fool out your baby.
No, no, no.
I'm making sure you can trust me beyond the shadow of a doubt. So when them frauds run up on you with my name in their mouth, you tell them you can be gone with all that. Cause you know what we got is beyond all that. You know we got that real thing. Gonna be the object of some hating. Hey, but we gonna be alright, we gonna be alright. Making love after every fight. Girl, from the day I put that ring up on your hand, in front of friends and fam, I had a plan. And my plan is to be a good man, to you. Cause that's all I wanna be. Hey. So I wanna be, baby. So I wanna be. Said I want to be a good man, cause that's all I want to be. Said it's all I wanna be, baby. All I wanna be. Oh, oh, la 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 la, la 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 la.
welcome back to Unmasked on this beautiful Friday evening. And that tune was A Good Man by Ne-Yo. And, you know, there's a lot of good men out there, and I like that song because he was saying in the song, you know, that how some women will come up to him and try to say stuff about your mate. And first thing you do, you suspect him of doing something he ain't doing. There's a lot of good men out there, and us women, you know, we better recognize when you find one, be trying to throw them away because of what some other female said, because maybe she want what you got. But anyway, our special guest, DJ Roberts, we're going to have her back on here because got to manage this time wisely. And I don't know why I keep hearing this feedback. It's like somebody's speaker or something metallic sound I'm keep hearing. But anyway, DJ, we know that you're a virtuous woman. We know that you attend church and you're on the choir and you know how to usher and everything. And, you know, these ushers, they're almost like, you know, stepping in a sorority because they come in there marching hard, you know what I'm saying? The way in the church I used to go to, that's how they did it. They stepped proud.
They
proud, you know.
I wish I could get my shirt to do that.
You're going to tell us, you know, you're going to give us a little sample of your singing, and then I'm going to get back to the question I got about the sorority and hazing. I went all over that. But anyway, girl, you know,
I'm going to go ahead and put my voice out there. Let me tell you, back in 2010, I had breast cancer. I had a mastectomy, and I also had radiation and chemotherapy. And God, I was telling somebody, you know, I was laughing and talking about the fact that my husband said that he thought that he would marry someone who sang, because I didn't really sing. In fact, as an actress in New York and Los Angeles, of course, I took singing lessons, you know, but, I mean, I was such a non-singer that, you know, I had a coach one time tell me that they were going to give me my money back because they wanted to work with somebody. They had an opportunity that might be good. It was like I wasn't a singer, so I said, I'm not going to do that. But the Lord told me, he said, he said, well, no, you can sing. And the Lord told me to go ahead and sing in First Africans Choir. Now, I'm not telling you that, like, even as a kid, you know, they just kind of pushed me over to the usher board because, I wasn't really a singer. But when I got to the choir at First African, and I said, Lord, they're going to laugh at me because, you know, they know I don't sing, you know. And he said, no, obey me. And I went to the choir, and I came in, and Janella Pendleton, who's also a Delta II, she said, Deacon, give our new choir member a robe. I mean, she took me, they took me in, and I mean, they're always trying to make sure I'm on the right key, because I say I'm a contro alto, like, whoever I'm standing next to, I'll go up into the soprano. I'll go very deep down in the bass and so forth. But,
okay, now we're going to go on that. Yeah. You got your robe. You're on the choir. Now we want to hear something, girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
You're giving all this background. We just want to hear you praise the Lord, darling.
I'm going to sing what song. You know, because I have a whole lot of songs. And I've been singing one song, and now I'm trying to, you know, I've been singing a song walking down the street with my dog, and since you told me to go ahead and sing it, it's like, where is that song? What is that song that, this song, and I don't even know if I'm pitching it right, but it was necessary, it was necessary, now I can't remember the lines, guys. Well, let me.
That sounded good, stronger.
Yeah.
Sounded good, yeah. Nice. Awesome.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because
yes.
of who you are.
Yeah, baby.
Amen, amen, amen.
Know that song.
Amen. Thank y'all for putting me on the spot.
All right.
Like that.
All right, how we doing? I want to ask you real quick. And I know you've been into sororities, and I know we've heard in the past how some fraternities have been hazing these young men, and they died by giving them too much alcohol. No, it has been outlawed. But within the last year, I saw an article on the news where this young boy was being hazed, and they shut down the fraternity, you know, because they lost their charter because of that. How much is that still undercover, the hazing going? Because, you know, that's killing people. You send your child to go to school, you want that child to come home, whether it's male or female. You know, it's just kind of like, do something to me when people feel it's important to degrade someone just so they can be part of your fraternity. Screw y'all. Fight me. Keep it moving, you know. But the things they do just to be along, and you feel like, you know, I don't know. I don't think it's worth it to me.
Well, let me just say this, that, you know, the a few years ago, the president of Delta Sigma Theta, you know, said that our number one challenge is hazing. And we're not really quite sure why people continue to haze, but I will tell you this, that I have been a Delta since 1981, and when I came in, you know, there were some things that, you know, now no one is supposed to do anything to you. I mean, they're not supposed to, you know, they're not supposed to put their hands on you. They're not supposed to have secret meetings or do anything like that. They want to have the utmost respect for someone that's going to be in the sisterhood. But even in 1981, when I pledged at the University of Georgia, that was the way the president and the women of the chapter felt. They felt like, this person is going to be my sister, so I don't want to do anything to her that would make her unsisterly. But now I will tell you this, though. There were people later on who had never been hazed before. I mean, nobody touched them. They didn't do anything to them. But when they got a chance to be the, quote, big sister, they did come in and they would actually go crazy. I mean, they would do things to them that was never done to us at all, you know. And we don't understand the psychology behind that, except that I will say this, and this you know, sometimes people want to have power, and if they know that other people really want something or desire that, and they think, well, I got it, you know, and you gotta respect me if you want it. And so maybe that's some of that involved in
it. Yeah,
it
sounds,
you know, but it should never, hazing should never take place. And in fact, for Delta Sigma Theta, you cannot haze anyone. You're not supposed to. And if you are hazed, if you allow someone to haze you, then they will suspend that chapter as well, meaning that, you know, you can't go undercover, you know, like really be pledging, and the pledge period hasn't started. You know, we have a zero tolerance for hazing. You know, we cannot have like secret meetings, and we do that, but there's still people who continue to do that, and they don't want to follow the rules. But now, I will say this too. Now, I still laugh and I still joke about my big sister. Like, you know, my big sisters, you know, when the big sister came on campus and they were looking for us, I mean, we stood up straighter, you know, we were all attentive, and we we tell these stories and we laugh about the big sisters, you know, coming in. And it was all, everything that they did, though, was to make us better women. Like, you know, so it was just
well,
a wonderful
DJ,
experience to me.
We're running out of time here, and I want to get
okay.
this song in because of it's Charlie Wilson and rapper T.I. They did a song called I'm Blessed, and I want people to listen to the words. Now, we can get you back for a part two. That ain't no problem. And if
yeah.
anybody want to get a hold of DJ, she's under Vanessa Roberts on Facebook, and I'm sure she's on Twitter and Instagram, you know.
I am Vanessa J. Roberts. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because she's not going to just accept your friendship unless she feel comfortable with that. But I want y'all to listen to the words of the song, and we're going to take this home, and I just appreciate you this evening, Vanessa.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm glad to be on your radio show. But y'all listen to the
okay.
song and take this thing home, darling.
All right. Thank you. Sir.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife is fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just like the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, giving praise. Just in the water, got you acting like him. In a day go by, yeah. I don't try. So thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed.
Yes. I'm
living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
Yes.
Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud. Turning out, little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. And a day go by,
yeah.
I don't try. So thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Wow, and that's another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle with Charlie Wilson and T.I. I am blessed, and we've all been blessed to have our special guest, Vanessa J. Roberts. Catch her on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And that's a wrap.